Well, let's take a break from the news now, and we could really use one for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Valita Carroll is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She joins us once again. Hi, Valita.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And was there anything on your mind when you were picking out the songs you have brought us today?
I wanted to pick the songs that really spoke to me in this moment now, just to stay true to the nature of the show. But there's so much incredible music, and honestly, I had a really hard time picking. I wish this was a top 20 of Here and Now.
Well, I'm glad about the first one that you brought us, because we just had this artist on the air. This is Tame Impala. The artist behind Tame Impala is Kevin Parker, and this song is called On Track. So again, we just talked to Kevin Parker. People can find that interview at hereandnow.org. This is from the new album, The Slow Rush. Why this one? What did you like about this song?
Well, a couple of things. I am both the eternal procrastinator and the eternal optimist. In his liner notes, Kevin talks about this song being for the eternal optimist. And I was like, you know what? It's also for me, because I just have this thing that everything's going to happen one way or another, and eventually it does, but just some things take a lot longer than possible. But as long as you're doing what you're meant to be doing, it's okay if we veer off a little bit off course. So that really spoke to me.
Why do you think Tame Impala is having such a moment right now?
Well, I think the album, it is one of the most beautiful recordings to date, and a lot of people are saying that it is probably their best.
Wow.
So far. It just shows how far Kevin has come as a songwriter and the musical landscape he's able to create, and how deep he really delves deep into the psyche. Mm-hmm. And there's a song about forgiveness, about the father, and it's very deep, but it's also really lush. I don't know if there's something else happening in his life, but I think it just shows how much he's come as a composer. So I think that's one of the reasons.
Okay, well, the next one that you have brought us is called The Border. This is by Nicolas Godin. That a lot. This, by the way, Nicolas Godin is half of the duo Air.
Right. And I didn't know that at the moment. I didn't know that that was his name. So when I first heard this album, I was like, wow, someone's really trying to sound like Air. Mm-hmm. I was like, how don't they know they sound just
imitation.
Like Air?
Right.
What a great imitation. And I was like, okay, let me look into this. So of course, then I realized who he was. And I was like, okay, this sounds like it could very easily appear on Moon Safari, which is one of my most formative albums of the 90s. Or was it? Did it come in? Yeah, it was a 90 or 2000 release. And it's such a nostalgic album for me, but also futuristic. I mean, they sound like robots and they sound super weird, but there's this comforting sound in Air.
Well, Godin said he wrote this song thinking of the architect Mies van der Rohe, who built that very modern glass pavilion in Barcelona. So something to picture maybe when you're listening to this song.
Yeah, I guess I read a review somewhere where the entire piece feels like a piece of architecture. So, but it does, really. It's just like building on different sounds and layers, and it's just it's beautiful. So,
okay, well, let's get to the next one. This is Atomico by Jungle Fire. Very upbeat song there. Tell us about Jungle Fire.
Well, I just discovered them lately, and they're like a Los Angeles homegrown band and like a party favorite. And I didn't really know about them, but when I heard the record, and especially the song, it really reminded me of Roxy Music's Love is the Drug. I almost felt like this is their homage to Roxy Music. Doesn't it sound like it a little bit? Like the rhythm and just the way... even though it's the entire album is instrumental, they coined a term for their music. It's called Tropi Funk, and I like both tropical and funk, and it's L.A. homegrown. It just really epitomizes the El Barrio vibe of L.A., like East L.A. Like, I'd want to be at the party where Jungle Fire are performing.
I mean, wouldn't want to be at a place with tropical funk? Tropic funk.
Right? It's really good. Right. So I just picked that one because it did remind me so much of Roxy Music.
All right, up next, you have brought us Get You High. This is by Monogem.
Está cerca mi calle. No te pierdas al llegar. Cada vez que tú sueñas.
So she opens in Spanish with "Are you near my street," which gets translated to "Are you on the west side" in the English version, which maybe sounds a little slicker. Tell us more about Monogem.
Okay, so Monogem is a local, like Santa Monica-based artist, and she just recently started delving into her Latina heritage and started producing in Spanish. And it is just so beautiful to see an artist who's traditionally been singing in English language just find her footing and go back to her roots. It just sounds different. There's something about the Spanish version that is just a little more, dare I say, a little more sexy to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just that perfect vibe at night when you just want to relax with someone. It's a very get-down song, and who doesn't like to get down?
All right, well, the last one that we have time for today, Valita, is Visions. This is by Loving.
I've got a vision so clear in my head. It's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's the life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning.
So tell us about this one.
Oh, this is the song I want to wake up to on a Sunday morning in a cabin in a forest with, you know, in a meadow and a spring nearby and birds chirping.
You've thought a lot about this, it sounds like.
I just love this. It's so plush and spacey, and it has this organic feel to it. And I didn't realize that they are from Canada, Loving, the band. And the whole album, start to finish, is just a road trip soundtrack that I want to take in the near future and just have it play in the background and just yearning for a more simpler times, I guess.
That is Valita Carroll, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, giving us a little break from the news. Valita, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That is NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.